聞こえるかな、まあ、その場でいいから、ちょっと最初は子供たちの小学生、中学生、まあ、高校生ぐらいのために話をしますね。
Usually the kids come up, but if you guys can stay where you are, but hopefully that this will be relevant to, to small people and younger people.
ゆら君や美咲ちゃん、泉ちゃんがいますけど、質問です。
ゆら君 and 美咲 and 泉、I have a question for you guys.
はい。今週ですね。
This week.
これできてよかったっていうものある人いますか？
Is there anything that you're thinking about? Wow, I was able to accomplish this this past week. Is there anything that you can remember?
ない。よし、これはもう残念できなかったっていう人いますか？
So is how about, is there anything that you're feeling like, oh, that was too bad. I was not able to do this. Anything about your friend, about your past week? Anybody?
あった？ない？楽しいことも悲しいこともなかった。
So, anything that was enjoyable or anything that was kind of disappointing or sad?
ないとですね。
Nothing.
ないとちょっと、平凡だよ。悲しいことじゃ、あの、楽しいことはあるんですね。
So, hopefully you have something that's, enjoyable or something that's disappointing. Different things happen in our lives, don't they?
でも、楽しいことや悲しいことがあったらですね、私たちは一つ考えなくてはいけません。
But even when we have different things happening in our lives, there's something that we have to think about.
その前に祈っていたからです。
We have to think, was I praying?
祈っていて、それができて、できて嬉しいと思うか。
Is it, was I praying and then I was able to do that and so I'm happy about it?
祈っていたけれども、それがならなくて悲しいと思うか。
Was I praying about it and actually it didn't turn out the way I had wanted and so I'm disappointed.
神様は人間をロボットのようには作らなかったんですよね。
God didn't make us like robots.
ですから一人一人はね、本当にいろんな動き方ができますし、思いが、願いが与えられています
。 So, each and every single one of us are able to make our own choices and we also have desires inside of our hearts, don't we?
でも考えなくてはいけないのは私の思いが良いものかそうでないかということです。
But what we need to really think about and discern is, are the desires of our hearts good?Or are they not good?
今週これしたいと思ったことがそれが良い思いであったかそうでなかったか。
Sometimes there's something that we really desire, but we have to think, is this something that's good or something that's not very good at all?
もっと言うと本当にその思いが神様から出たものか御心にかなっているかということ。
And if we take that one step further, we need to ask ourselves, is this desire from God?And is it according to God's will or is it not God's heart?
一人一人に与えた心の願いはがあります?
Do you have some desire inside of your heart?
それはどんなものか私たちはしっかりと見る必要がありますね。
We really have to examine what those desires are.
短い言葉を読みますね。
I'm going to read a short passage from the Bible.
まず日本語、それから英語で
First, I'll read in Japanese if you want to read with
me. 新約聖書のフィリピ人の手紙1章6節です。読みます。一緒に読もうね。読める人は、あなた方の中で良い技を始められた方がキリストイエスの日までにその技を成し遂げてくださると私は確信しています。
So let's read in English if you can read English. Philippians 1:6. And I am sure of this.That he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ.
神様が良い技を私たちに始めてくださった。
God began a good work in us.
一人一人に始めてくださった。
In every single one of us, God began a good work.
それを神様は最後まで完成してくださるという。
And this promise says that God will complete the work he began.
私たちの中に神様からまず覚えてほしいのは良い技が始められたということ。
The first thing we have to remember is that God gave us life. He began a good work in us.
そしてそれが最後まで神様は導いてくださるということ。
And we have to remember that God will continue to work on us and bring it to completion.
で、今週励みたいことは3つのことを励みます。
And there's three things that I'm hoping that we can try to do this week.
祈り求めることですね。
The first is pray.And seek God's will.
神様の願いは何か祈り求めることですね。
And pray to have God's heart.
2番目は
Second thing is,
失敗を恐れないことです。
Don't be afraid of making a mistake.
御心だと思ったら、神様からにお知らされと思ったら、失敗を恐れないです。見ましょう。
If you believe it's God's will, then go forward with it and don't be afraid.
何か言いにくい上級生や何か怖いお友達がいても失敗を恐れない。
So even if there's different, scary people around you, you don't need to be afraid.
そして3つ目は、
And the third thing is,
諦めないですね。
Don't give up.
諦めない。
Don't give up.
なぜならば、神様は最後まで私たちを導き、そこまで完成してくださる。
Why should we not give up? Because God Himself is going to continue to lead us and continue to work on us.
Amen.
Amen.
祈ります。
Let's pray.
神様、ミズバの子供たちを感謝します。
Father God, we thank you for the kids at Mizuba.
来れた人と来れない人もいますけれども、
There are some kids that were able to come today and others that weren't.
あなた一人一人にあなたの思いを与えてください。
Father God, I pray that you would give all of us your desires.
あなたの思いを持って今週生きることができるように助けてください。
And Lord, help us lead each day and live each day according to your will.
失望することもあるでしょう。
Maybe there's times that we mess up.
でもあなたを見上げてあなたの力をください。
But Lord, we pray that we could continue to set our eyes on you and that you would give us your strength.
失敗を恐れずに進むことができますように。
Lord, help us live without fear, without making us fear mistakes.
どうか私たちの足を強めてください。
Lord, make us our legs strong.
私たちが諦めずに進めるように。あなたは私たちの手を取ってください。
And Lord, let us know that you're holding on to our hands and that you will continue to lead us forward and help us not give up.
今週私たちを用いてください。
Lord, we pray that you would use us this week.
イエス様の名前を通してお祈りします。
And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. もし子供たちでこの後遊びに行きたい人がいたら、
Mio san is here. Can you raise your hand? So, if anybody wants to go outside and play and relax, or if you want to stay in here, that's fine too. Anyway, she's there. Enjoy being with you guys. So, if you get bored, you can go out.
心の願いってのは本当に何だろうと思うときあります。
Yes. People who fix the stands are much stronger than me. there's times that I really think about the desires of my heart.
一人一人に神様の御心があるんですね。
Each and every single one of us have, we can know God's desire.
でも今日は本当に神様の御心は何かっていうことをまた使徒言行録を通して学んでいきたいと思います。
But today I want to really focus on a part of Acts and I want to think about what is God's will.
使徒言行録を読むときに私たちが知ることができるのは
When we read the book of Acts, there's a few things that we can know.
神様が聖霊を通して働いた良い技をについて私たちは学ぶことができます。
The first thing that we can learn is the works that God Himself is doing through His Holy Spirit.
それが2000年前に始まったわけですけど、でもずっと同じ働きが今でも続いているんです。
That's some work that God began more than 2000 years ago, but He's continuing it.Day by day, month by month, year by year, all the way for more than 2,000 years.
私たちの今の生活もその延長線上にあるんです。
So our life is part of that continuation.
ですから私たちは今の生活からこの2000年前の人の生活をしっかり一本の道で見ることができるんです。
So in the same way, our lives today are pointing forward to other people's lives in the future.
今日は4章を読んでいくんですけれども
Today we're going to read in Acts from chapter 4.
でもその前にそれは3章にあった一つの物語から始まっているんでそこを復習します
But, before we read chapter 4, we want to remember what happened in chapter 3.
これは読まないですちょっと話を私が要約しますね
I'm not going to read it, but I'm just going to summarize it for you
エルサレムに イエス様は死んだ後にクリスチャンのグループが出来上がります。
After Jesus died and after he rose again, there was a group of Christians in Jerusalem.
ペテロとヨハネが神殿にお祈りに行っている時に一人の人に出会います。
And two of Jesus' followers, Peter and John, were going to the temple to pray, and they meet thisOne man.
そこにはもう40年以上もうずっと生まれてから足が不自由で動けない人は座っています。
And this man was someone who was unable to walk since he was born. It was for more than 40 years.
そして彼はペテロにたちにお金をください、恵んでくださいって言うんですね。
And he wants to receive some alms from them, charity from them.
でもペテロは彼を見つめてこう言うんです。
But Peter looks at him and this is what he says.
私には金や銀はないけれども。
He says, I don't have silver and I don't have gold. However,
私が持っているものをあなたにあげよう。
What I have, I give to you.
イエスの名によって立ち上がって歩きなさい。
In the name of Jesus Christ, stand up and walk.
そして手を取ったら、その人は立ち上がったんです。
And he grabbed hold of his hand, and the man actually stood up.
生まれて初めて立ち上がったんです。
It was the first time in his whole life that he was able to stand on his own legs.
彼は喜んでペテロたち一緒に神殿に入ってきました。
And he was so happy, just delighted, and he went into the temple with Peter and John.
当時のユダヤの伝統では体のに障害のある人は神殿に入れなかったんです。
And as you know, the people who had some kind of disability at that time were not allowed to enter the temple.
ですから彼は生まれて初めて神殿に入れたんです。
So it was the first time in his whole life that he was able to enter the temple.
彼は踊って喜んで神様を賛美してるんです、ね、
And he was dancing and he was leaping and he was praising God.
そうしたら周りの人は何事が起こったかと思うんですね。
And the people around looked and like, wow, what happened?
この人ずっとあそこの門で座っていた足の不自由な人って気がつくわけです。
They know, they knew that this is the man that's jumping before their eyes right now. This is the man that they've seen every single day when they came into the temple to pray.
そして何だと思ったこと人にペテロが理由を説明するんです。
And Peter explained what happened.
彼はイエスの名によって癒されたと説明します。
And he explains very clearly he was healed in the name of Jesus.
弟子の力じゃない、自分の力じゃない、イエスの名によって癒されたというんです。
It wasn't our any power of ours, it wasn't any piety of ours, but rather it was in the name of Jesus that he was healed.
彼は説明します。
And he explains.
イエス・キリストからが死からよみがえられたことを
Jesus rose from the dead.
そしてイエスが救い主であるということを
And he is the savior of the world.
そしてイエスの名を信じる者に癒しがあることを説明するんです。
And he explains that in the name of Jesus Christ we can be healed.
そして多くの人に言うんですね。
And many people say
多くの人に言います。
And, Peter says to this crowd of many people,
悔い改めて神様に立ち返りなさいと言うんです。
He says to them, repent and turn back to God.
私を見るんではない。
He says, don't look at us.
癒された人を見るんではない。
Don't look at this man who was just healed.
救い主イエスを見なさい。
Rather turn and set your eyes on God. Set your eyes on the Savior.
イエスを見なさいと言うんです。
He says, set your eyes on Jesus.
そしてみんながわーっと集まってるんですね。
And so many people are there gathered.
もう何千人もの人がペテロを中心、この人たちを中心に集まっています。
And there were more than thousands of people gathered around Peter and John and this man who was healed.
そして4章に入りますね。
And then now we're going to enter into the chapter
4. 4章の1節からを読んでいきたいと思います。
Verse 1.
まず日本語と読みますからついて一緒に読めたら、ね、
If you can read in Japanese, please read along with me.
ペテロとヨハネが民衆に話をしていると祭司たち、神殿守衛長、サドカイ派の人々が近づいてきた。二人が民衆に教えイエスに起こった死者の中からの復活を述べ伝えるので彼らは苛立ち、 二人を捕らえて翌日まで牢に入れた。すでに日暮れだったからである。しかし二人の語った言葉を聞いて信じた人は多く、男の数は5000人ほどになった。次の日、議員、長老、立法学者たちがエルサレムに集まった。大祭司アンナスとカイアファとヨハネとアレクサンドの大祭司一族が集まった。そして人たちは真ん中に立たせて、お前たちは何の権威によって、誰の名によってああいうことをしたのかと尋問した。
Let's read the same section in chapter 4, verses 1-7. And as they were speaking to the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, greatly annoyed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they arrested them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. But many of those who had heard the word believed, and the number of the men came to about 5,000. On the next day, their rulers and elders and scribes gathered together in Jerusalem, with Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and all who were of the high priestly family. And when they had set them in the midst, they inquired, By what power or by what name did you do this?
はい、次8節から読みまし
ょう。
その時ペトロは聖霊に満たされていった。民の部員、また長老の方々、今日私たちが取り調べを受けているのは、病人に対する良い行いと、その人が何によって癒されたかということについてあるならば、あなた方もイスラエルの民全体も知っていただきたい。この人が良くなって皆さんの前に立っているのは、あなた方が十字架につけて殺し、神が死者の中から復活されたあのナザレの人、イエス・キリストの名によるものです。この方こそ、あなた方が家を建てる者に捨てられたが、罪の親石となった石です。他の誰によっても救いは得られません。私たちが救われるべき名は、天下にこの名のほか人間には与えられていないのです。
Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, Rulers of the people and elders, If we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man, by what means this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead,By him, this man is standing before you well. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
足が不自由な人は癒されたんですね。
So, remember,A man who had been crippled from birth was healed.
そしてペテロがなんで癒されたかを説明しましたね。
And Peter had already explained to the people what, that he, how he had been healed.
そしてこの彼の話、この癒しを見て5000人の人がイエスを信じたっていうんです。男の人が。
It said that, that Peter, through his words, 5,000 people had been, became Christians.
男性だけで5000人っていうことですか?
Only the men, it was 5,000 people.
何か新しいことがここで起きてたんですね。
And something new, something really different happened.
最初に弟子たちは聖霊に満たされて、いろんな国の言葉で語りましたね。
And first, Peter was talking about the kingdom of God.
そして多くの弟子たちが、人々が最初に集まったのは、
And the first, when they first gathered together,
は弟子たちが聖霊に満たされていろんな国の言葉で話した時のことでした。
This was back in chapter 2. They had been talking about, they had been speaking in languages from other countries.
人々がそれで集まりました。
And, because of that, many people gathered.
それを信じて集まりました。
And they believed and they, they gathered together.
次にはクリスチャンの生活、愛のある生活を見て、 イエス様を信じてまた人が集まりました。
And then again, people saw the way the Christians were living and they gathered together.
今日この時には5000人の人は癒しを見て、そしてペテロの話をして集まったんですね。
But this time it was because someone had been healed that people were gathered together.
ですからほんの短い間に1万人以上の人が集まったわけです。
So,In a very short amount of time, more than 10,000 people were gathered together.
新しいことがエルサレムで起きていました。
Something very new was happening in Jerusalem.
新しいことが起きていると、それを期待した人は嬉しいんですけども、そうでない人は嬉しくはないんです。
So, when something new happens, people who are hoping for something new to happen, those people are happy. But the people who don't want things to change,Those people aren't very happy at all.
現状が一番いいと思って現状を変えたくない人は新しいことは嫌なんです。
People who think things are fine the way they are, those people don't want things to change.
皆さんはどっちですか?
How about you? What kind of person are you?
新しいことを待ち望みますか?
Are you the type of person who is waiting and hoping for something new?
現状を変えたくないな。
Or are you the type of person that you don't want things to change?
どっちがいいというわけではないんですよね。新しいことがすべていいわけではないです。
I can't really say which is better. It's not always the case that new things are better.
古いものは全部悪いわけではありません。
And it's not always the case that old things are not good anymore.
でも、神様は新しいことをしてくださる神様ということを私たちは知るべきです。
But we need to know the God who does new things. Amen?
そうですからペテロの話を聞いてもう何千人の人がイエス様を信じたんですね。
So if we read these few chapters in Acts, we see that hearing the words of Peter, thousands of people came to Christ.
でもユダヤの社会の指導者はそれが嫌だったんです。
But the leaders of the Jewish people of this time didn't like it.
彼らは自分たちの伝統が一番良いものだと思っていました。
They believed that theirTraditions and the way things were already fine.
彼らは自分たちの伝統こそ神様を喜ばせるものと思っていました。
They believed that their traditions were what was pleasing God.
ですからこのペテロたちイエスの弟子たちが始めたことは困ったことでした。
So they were really troubled at what was going on, what Jesus had begun.
困っただけではなくて危険な人たちに見えるんですよ。
So they weren't just troubled, but they actually thought this is really dangerous.
このままにはしておけないと思うようになる。
They thought, wow, we can't just let things keep going the way they're going.
で、もうすぐにこのペテロとヨハネは捕まりましたね。
And very quickly, John and Peter and John were taken prison.
早いうちに新しい芽を摘もうと思ったわけです。
And the leaders really thought they wanted to crush this small plant before it grew any bigger.
そして翌日に彼らを、に尋問をします。
And they questioned Peter and John.
最初の質問は何でしたか?
What's the first question that they asked?
あなたたちは何の権威を持ってこんなことをしているんだっていうんです。
They asked whatIn what authority are you doing this?
彼らは自分たちがに権威があると思っています。
They, the leaders, really believed that they were the ones in authority.
自分たちにしか権威がないと思っています。
And they believed that they and they alone had authority.
新しいこともいろんなことをするには彼らの許しが必要だと思っているわけです。
They believed that in order to do anything new or anything at all, they needed to get permission from these leaders.
何の権威であなたはしてるんだということにペテロはこのように答えます。
So, to the question, what authority do you do these things? Peter replied.
救い主、イエスの権威です。
He replied happily, it's by...The Savior Jesus Christ, by His authority, this man was healed.
この答えを聞いたユダヤの指導者はどう思ったでしょうね。
What do you think the Jewish leaders thought when they heard Peter's answer.
困ったもんだと思ったと思います。
I think they must have been really, really troubled.
そしてでもペトロはもっとはっきりとしたことを言います。
But Peter doesn't stop there. He continues.
12節でした。
In verse 12,
彼はこのように言います。
Peter says like this.
他の誰によっても救いは得られません。
You can't be saved by any other name, by any other means.
私たちが救われるべき名は天下にこの名のほか人間には与えられていないのです。
There's no other way for people to be saved.
イエス様しかいないって言うんですね。
Only in the name of Jesus is there salvation.
ユダヤの伝統のいろんな儀式とかそんなものには関係ないと彼は言い切ってしまうんです。
He's saying, in other words, that even though there's different traditions, in your religion, those things will not bring about salvation.
でもペテロたちはよみがえりのイエスと出会いますね。
But we remember that Peter and the other apostles had seen the risen, the resurrected Christ. そして聖霊に満たされますね。And we remember that they had been filled with the Holy Spirit.
ですから彼らはもうイエスが救い主であることはもうしっかりと自分のものになっているんです。
So there was no question, no wavering in their hearts and minds that Jesus Christ was indeed the Savior and Lord.
彼らは本当にイエスの名に権威があり力があるっていうのを日々体験しているわけです。
So they were experiencing day by day that in Jesus there's power and authority.
イエスの名に権威があり、イエスの名に力がある。
They were sharing with people that there is authority in Jesus' name. There is salvation in Jesus' name.
彼らには確信があり、彼らには普通のことなんですけれども。
And for the disciples, that became something that was very normal.
でも、伝統に固執するイエス様のよみがえを信じない人たちには、ちんぷんかんぷんなことでもあるんです。
But for those who didn't believe in Jesus, that was something that was really threatening to their way of life.
ですから、ユダヤの指導者たちはイエスの権威というのを認めることができないんです。
So the Jewish leaders didn't recognize the authority that was in Jesus' name.
なぜならば、認めたら自分たちの立ってる土台がなくなってしまうからです。
Because they knew that if they recognized this authority, then their own authority would begin to be shaken.
彼らはイエスのことを信じることができませんでした。
They couldn't believe in Jesus' name.
特にこの12節に注目するときに、
When we sit, read and think about verse 12,
これははっきりと書かれていますね。
It's written very clearly, isn't it?
イエスの他に救いがない。
There's no salvation. There's salvation in no other name except Jesus.
でも実は現代人の私たちにはこの言葉はちょっと難しいんですね。
But if we hear this word now, maybe we feel a little bit uncomfortable. Some people might feel uncomfortable.
何？イエス・キリストしか救いないの？もっとあるんじゃないの？って思ったりします。
There are people that might hear this even today and think, what do you mean? There is salvation in no other name but Jesus.
何？そんなこと言うからキリスト教は閉鎖的、独断的に思われちゃうんだって言うんですね。
So they might think, well, because you say such things, we think thatChristianity is so narrow-minded.
でもペテロはここではっきりとそれを宣言します。
But Peter says very clearly.
創造主なる神様がいらっしゃいます。
We have a creator God, a God who created everything.
日々罪を犯し続ける私たち人間を愛する神様が。
And this God who created us, He loves each and every single one of us, even though we sin day in and day out.
そしてでも私たちの罪を救うために御子イエスがこの世に使わされました。
And in order to heal that relationship, this Creator God sent His only Son to this earth.
そう聖書を教えていますね。
The Bible teaches us that, doesn't it?
でも それを理解することはある人にとっては難しいことかもしれません。
But for some people, that's really hard to understand.
十字架刑にかかって死んだイエスがよみがえったということも理解するには難しいことかもしれません。
Even to, when we hear that Jesus Christ died on the cross, but he rose again, that's hard for our rational minds to understand.
それが信じられない。ありえないと思うことの方が普通かもしれません。
Maybe it's more normal for normal thinking to think, oh, I can't believe that.
でも、使徒言行録を読み進んでいくと、いや、これは本当だと思えるようになります。
But as we read the book of Acts, we can really experience with them that this is true.
ここに真理があると思うようになります。
As we read, we can really begin to believe there's truth in these words.
弟子たちはイエスの名に権威があること、力があることを体験し実践していきました。
The disciples experienced that there was power and there was authority in Jesus' name, and they were sure about it.
この後登場するサウル、後にパウルとなった人がいます。
And if we continue to read the book of Acts, we'll come across another person named Saul, and then his name was changed to Paul.
彼は最初はこのキリストを信じる人たちを迫害した人です。
And we'll find out that this man Saul was someone who persecuted the Christian.
クリスチャンたちが死ぬことを喜んだ人です。
He was a person who was so happy when Christians were killed and died.
クリスチャンを捕まえにいろんなところに行こうとした人です。
He was someone who went searching all over and tried to put Christians in prison.
でもそんな彼はキリストと出会うんですね。
But even this person who hated Christians, Saul, met the resurrection Christ.
そして彼はイエスが救い主として信じます。
And he himself believed that Jesus was the Savior.
彼は命を懸けて異邦人にキリストの教えを広めようとするわけです。
And he spent the rest of his life sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with people who weren't Jewish called the Gentiles.
私たちは聖書を読み中で本当に救い主がイエスであるということを知ることができます。
As we read the Bible, as we read the book of Acts, we can really know that Jesus Christ is our Savior.
イエス様は私たちはどのような状況にあっても救い出してくださる救い主したということを私たちは知ることができます。
We can know without a doubt that Jesus Christ is the Savior and He has authority.
アメンですか？
アメン。
ここで登場している物語には足の不自由な人とペテロたちがいますけれども、
If we go back and we think about the story that was in chapter 3, we have Peter and John and the crippled man.
もしもですね、私たちは自分がその人だったらどうと思うときにいろんなことは考えることができます。
And if we think about what would we have done if we had been one of these people, we can think about different things.
いろんな見方ができますし、いろんな考え方があります。
There's different ways of thinking about it.
もし皆さんが美しの門に座っていた40歳過ぎの足の不自由な男性だとします。
Okay, so let's imagine that you are the man who's never walked. You've been crippled since you were born for more than 40 years and you're sitting at this gate of the temple called Beautiful, the Beautiful Gate.
想像できますか?
Can you imagine what his life was like?
自分が男性?
You're a man.
40歳過ぎ?
You're more than 40 years old.
足が不自由?
You can't walk.
物乞いしてる?
And you're begging for alms. You're begging for financial support.
想像できますか?
Can you imagine his life?
自分がその場に立つことはできますか?
Can you imagine yourself in that position?
ちょっと想像できないかもしれませんね。
It might be really hard to imagine.
でもですね、私たちは体や心が本当に病になることがあります。
But At the same time, there are times in our lives that we really come against darkness. We come against difficult days.
もう自分はダメだ、もうどうしようもないという状況に私たちは見舞われる時があります。
There's times that we even think, oh, I'm not going to make it. I'm just no good.
もう自分の人生はもうダメだっていうような危機に直面することがあります。
There's times that we look at our lives and we think, oh, my life is just no good at all anymore.
その状況はひょっとしたらこの人のような